guys. We're on We Speak News Now. I'm getting ready to put us in tune in just a second. Tonight, my producer was not available. He had another job, and he wasn't going to get back in time. So we got to go by Facebook tonight. So I need to pick up one more thing, you guys, and then we can get started. Waiting for Mr. Daniels to call in. Once he calls in, we can get started. How are you tonight, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I had to took my neighbor to the hospital this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That she wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me, and even though I wasn't feeling well, I had to do it.
Yeah. I understand. What happened to you last night? We had a real good show last night.
What happened last night is that I was talking to my sister on the phone. No, I was talking to my daughter on the phone, and so I had to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to the bathroom and let some out.
Okay, that's too much information on Facebook Live. Okay. All right. Now we're set up. Oh, okay. You feeling better?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, now we're on TuneIn. We on We Speak News Now. And let me go back to Facebook Live. There we go. Now. All right. So I'm waiting for Mr. Daniel to call in. Let me see if he's got it. Let's see here. Let me see. Okay, there we go. So while we're waiting for him to come on, you guys, I just want to say welcome you guys to the show. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight here on Can We Be Frank show on UCN. UCN right now, we're on Facebook Live. We're on We Speak News Now, and we on TuneIn right this moment, which is, I think, is awesome. Hello?
Kendall Daniel.
All right, Kendall, how you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I want to welcome you to the show. You guys, this is Mr. Daniel. He is a social activist locally in this area. Very nice young man. Very intelligent young man. And he is definitely a veteran. So he's definitely got me as a support anytime he needs me. I want you to talk to everybody. I want you also to say hi to Miss Agnes. That's one
of
my...
How you doing?
How you doing?
That's one just fine, madam.
Good.
So,
two old ladies on
the couch.
On the other old lady ain't came on yet.
Okay. So again, I want to welcome you guys. I'm your host, Freedom Calls, and I want to welcome you guys to UCN and the show Can We Be Frank show here on Facebook Live. And like I said, you can listen to us on TuneIn and We Speak News Now. So we're live on both of those. I apologize. You know we usually have everything going, but my producer is on another job, and he said he wouldn't be able to get back in time to get us all together and streaming like he usually do. Usually we're on Periscope, Twitter, Roku TV, and Apple TV.
Go ahead.
Oh.
I was looking at the live feed.
Oh. I was like, huh? So he wasn't available tonight, but that's great. He's a good guy. I love what he does for me. He does a wonderful job. And he also is the young man who actually works with me down at AOC in Lafayette on their live television shows down there. So we do shows down there also. And Kendall, I think there's going to be a time when this year I want you to see if you'd be available to go down there with us and do a live television show, okay?
Most definitely.
Okay, great. All right. So we talked about the city council meeting. I've heard a lot of stuff about the city council meeting that should have never taken place. But you know what? I thank for the people who did come out and did a support, even though they were herded away. They still came out, and that's the beginning. We can't get disappointed. We can't get scared. We can't get mad. They came out, and that's the beginning. Okay, we're at the beginning of everything right now. You know, it took a long time for people to even stand up and say anything. So now they're talking. They're getting all this stuff is coming out. So I think it's wonderful, and we're going to keep pushing them and keep motivating them and keep encouraging them to keep speaking out, because I'm telling you, this town has been under a plantation mentality for so long. It's just going to take us a little bit longer. But I pray come November, they're going to show up in numbers. I just feel it that they're going to show up in numbers, and some stuff going to happen that they're going to be surprised that it took place. That's what I believe. Okay. Now, let's get to the school board, because some people went to the city council meeting. You and was Sharonda, your wife, able to go with you?
No, she had to stay home with the kids.
Yes. And how's the baby doing? You guys, he just got a brand new baby, and she is so beautiful. Oh, she is gorgeous. How's she doing?
She's doing just fine. She's actually in there napping as we speak.
So she can have you up tonight, huh?
Oh, she will be up tonight.
Okay. So let's get started. I want you to introduce yourself to our listening audience, and then I want you to go into talking about what took place at the school board meeting.
Okay. How y'all doing? I am Kendall Daniel, and I did attend the school board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that they strongly believe that this systematic thing that they're doing is going to work.
Okay.
And they still haven't figured the busing out.
Mm-hmm.
They still didn't place all the staff where the staff going to be. All they got is their vision and their ideal, and they're trying to push it forward.
Wow.
Like, they so confident that this is going to work, and they pushing this on the people.
Wow.
And as y'all should know, I think different. I think otherwise. They can't provide busing right now. They have a challenge providing busing.
Wow.
B, children that have siblings that actually go to school with them, parents and families with multiple kids in the school system, it's going to be a disaster for them, especially if your children are in different ages. And they're going to be going to different schools. You can't be at multiple places at one time. That's going to be a disaster. Still a possibility that they is not going to provide transportation if your school is not an ELF school. So I just don't see that this being a good thing for the city of Alexandria. The people at the school board honestly believe that this will help the city. It would further educate the students and be a great thing. But then the excuse that they gave for doing this is because if you have a bunch of, we're going to say, fifth grade teachers in one school, the teachers are struggling, the other teachers could assist them. I don't see how they're going to work. Because if you have a teacher in the school system and she's not an adequate teacher, she just shouldn't be teaching a class, period.
Exactly.
The teacher shouldn't have to be taught to teach the children. The excuses that they gave, the reason why they want to go forth for this, I didn't understand it. It wasn't making any sense. They didn't have no logical explanation for nothing they was doing.
Wow.
The biggest thing that I see is that they just want to bust these schools up. They've been trying to do this for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to bust these schools up and break them down. And like I said, this is only in the black communities that they're doing this to, you know, or mostly black predominant school systems that they're doing this to in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the schools, they did not touch them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, in the school board meeting, if you guys attended, was there, it's the same drawn up thing. They didn't want to elaborate on the system that they're using. They didn't want to talk too much about it. They try to brush over real quick about this rezoning. But all I took from it is that it's something they want to do, and they feel it's best for the city.
Okay. So what kind of questions were asked?
They basically wasn't necessarily asking any questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply saying what they have done.
Okay.
Which is absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all. It's something wrong with the school board system. Something's really wrong with it. You got a bunch of people sitting up there. They don't represent the people. They don't even have children.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the school system.
Wow.
They don't even have kids, and they cannot relate to the people. They don't understand a family with kids, and what if you don't have transportation?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to force a family to provide transportation to a school system for a child, and you're making people compete with their work schedules and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't understand what they're trying to do. It's like they're really trying to make a community fail.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it systematically impossible for you to survive out here in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. It's getting so crazy. It's that I have a son right now.
Mm-hmm.
His bus driver says sometimes he has to skip the route to pick him up because he got other obligations.
Cool.
He have other priorities he has to tend to. So sometimes if he running behind, he's just going to skip the route altogether.
Wow.
So we be at the bus station 6:30 a.m. in the morning,
wow,
and it becomes 6:45 a.m. I'm wondering, where's your bus driver? He never shows. Going to find out he just skipped the route completely because he couldn't make the route, according
wow
to him. So they already have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if they can't provide busing now, how are they going to provide busing when they spread the children all across the city?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things the school board doing, and it's going to be a disaster. The only thing that they really illustrated, that they have a meeting on May the 7th at Bolton High School,
mm-hmm,
at 5:30. That's when the meeting starts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be talking about the rezoning. And another meeting is going to be on the 8th, May the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
This meeting is going to be held at Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
Peabody Manning High School. And it's going to be about the rezoning of the school system. This is the time that they really want to get the parents involved with the kids in the school system to actually talk to them and allow them to voice their opinion about what's being said and what's being done, and try to, I guess, grab people approval, because I see that they don't really have the people approval. They're just trying to push their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to remember, now also tell them, what is this all about? Because I think a lot of people don't understand what's going on. So can you kind of explain what is this all about?
The rezoning,
yeah,
they want to, the whole reason why they're doing the rezoning, they want to break the schools down because they claim that schools are defense schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they want to break them down into grade levels.
Okay.
If they break them down to grade levels, they can have teachers that are teaching the same grade throughout the entire school. I want to say that the pre-K and kindergarten is going to be together. I don't know all the grades that are going to be actually together in the school system, but it's only going to be one or two grades in the same school together.
Yeah.
Fifth grade, I think, is going to be by itself. Fifth graders, I want to say the third, fourth, and fifth graders may be all in the same school system. I don't necessarily know. I haven't actually seen the paperwork on it,
mm-hmm,
illustrating why they're going to put all the kids and how they're going to pair them up in their grade.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you know, we used to have, I don't know if you were here when they had the sixth grade centers.
Yes, I remember the sixth grade centers.
Okay, that's what they're trying to bring some of the sixth grade centers back.
I know at W.O. Hall, I want to say they're making it the sixth grade center now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's two of them. I think that's going to be...
Cleopatra, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They... I asked for the paperwork if I could have it, and they refused to give it to me.
What?
Oh, they refused to actually give me the paperwork that I had wanted, but just to see how everything was mapped out. Now, I had a piece of paper from when I went to register school, the kids up for charge program. I got a piece of paper, but from my understanding, it changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's something need to be done. Everybody I've spoken with about the situation, they do not agree with it. They don't like it. Mm-hmm. Their main concern is that they're not going to be able to actually attend to their school functioning, especially if they have multiple kids. They really concerned about getting their kids to school. And this is the biggest talk among the parents that I've spoken with
mm-hmm.
about this new rezoning.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is going to be the biggest concern. You want to break the school system down and make it accessible for teachers to teach. Basically, it's not for the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they can't fill that slot for the teachers. So doing this, but they keep neglecting on how to get the kids to school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest problem they're having is the idea that they're doing this, and then on top of that, they can't get the kids where they need to get them. That doesn't make any sense. So. The superintendent, and you know, a year or so ago, you know, they tried to close those same schools.
Right.
So they're targeting these schools for a reason. I don't know if it's they're losing money in these schools, because it doesn't make any sense. If you close them down, they still have to, you have to do some type of maintaining of those buildings, the infrastructure. You can't let the infrastructures tear down, so those schools still have to have something going. So you can't say it's money. I mean, that you'll be wasting money by having these schools open. Somewhere deep down, there is a hidden agenda with this whole situation. I don't know what it is. I agree with you with all that's going on, but there's something. Something else is going on, and why these same schools keep getting targeted. It's just amazing. And then what gets me is, why are these D's and F schools anyway?
Right, and if they're D's and F schools, how when they all of a sudden go to high school, why the high school's not D's and F's?
Well, you do have, because Peabody finally got up to a C. Bolton, I think Bolton is a C school too, and then the rest of them are A's and B schools, if I'm not mistaken. So if these schools... If you know what, that's so right. What you just said, that makes sense. If they come from D's and F schools and they get into high school and they're in a school that has a C or above, it's not the kid. It's not the kid. I think that new system with these alphabet for reports, grades, I think they have a lot to do with the reason why the schools are like they are. I really do. And I think that most of these schools are targeted because it's African-American community. That's what I believe. I believe this superintendent came down here to do exactly. I think he was brought here to do exactly what he's doing. That's what I believe.
Down.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I believe it.
What I have observed is that we stay in the community where slowly but surely you've seen the business closings now.
Mm-hmm.
All the business. Then, as I got older, I started paying attention. They have a lot of empty lots in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be homes up, but something happened, natural disaster, whatever the case, the home become inhabitable. And what they do, they actually just tear it down, but nothing never come back upon it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yes.
I started trying to, you know, put this in perspective. It's like, what's really going on? It's like the neighborhood drying up.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
After they attack the residents and all the business, now they're attacking the school system.
Yeah. Yep.
They want to drain our community dry, run the people out of the communities, buy up all the land, and use it for whatever they want to do to gain some type of capital.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only thing that I see that's been going on for decades in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're so right. You're so right. So you tell me, what would be your solution to this if you were the one in charge and you can change the whole perspective of what's going on? What would be your solution to this?
They could actually do, well, I said I.
Yeah.
If this is me in control of the school systems here, all they need is some aid. Get them some decent teachers in the school and support these schools.
Mm-hmm.
It got to the kids can't even bring books home. How you want them to be in tune with their education? They can't even bring a book home. To
why?
It's like, I don't. So
where did that start?
I have no earthly idea, but my kids tell me they not even allowed to bring their books home.
Wow.
Not even allowed to bring their books home. And they come in, it gets so bad. I'm like, what do y'all have for homework?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same writing. It's not even real homework because they ain't having real homework because they cannot bring their material home.
Wow.
Oh. I remember when my granddaughter was in school. She was in one grade, and she said they allowed them to do their homework in school, in the school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you're saying that your child can't bring his book home. So my thing is, how would you overall? You said get some decent teachers in there. And something I heard a lot over and over again is that the idea that these teachers are not certified teachers, so they become substitutes because, you know, you can be a substitute without having your certification. So you have a lot of these teachers that are substitutes, and they're permanent substitutes. So do you think when you're talking about recruiting, do you think that could be the problem that they're not recruiting in the right places for teachers?
It's a two-part problem.
Mm-hmm.
The first problem, and this is speaking for the teachers,
mm-hmm.
they would not pay them enough to provide for their families. So the teachers that are willing to teach, they find somewhere else to go. They just leave the city altogether.
Wow.
Because they went to school and got this education
mm-hmm.
to teach,
mm-hmm.
to actually provide
mm-hmm.
for their family
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when they cannot do that, they simply leave.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of the good teachers are leaving. And what they're doing in the place of that, this is where them permanent substitutes coming to play at.
Wow.
This is when they come into play. When they can't fill the schoolhouses and the school rooms and stuff with teachers anymore, they start putting permanent substitutes there because they're not willing to pay persons who they're not paying at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think teachers pay maybe about $17,000 a year in Los Angeles.
What? That's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing to look up. I think that's very interesting. They don't want to pay the teacher. Now, another thing, and I think Brother McCall mentioned at one of the neighborhood group meetings was that the idea that where they're recruiting the teachers from was limited, and they weren't going to the Gramlins and Southern and all the other ones, the other schools. They were just going to LC, LSUA, LSU, you know, all those schools. So you're getting a school full of not African Americans. You get the non-melanated people teaching our children. Not to say it's nothing wrong with that, but I think a lot of problems we're having in school is because kids don't see us. They don't see us on a daily basis in these schools, in any of the schools. And even though people say that shouldn't be a problem, but it is. Because
it is a problem.
It's a big problem. It's a mental problem that can be solved if we recruit the right teachers. And like you say, the pay is a big thing. You can't expect for people to live off $17,000 a year to feed a family. There's no way. Not when you have a family to feed. And you're a teacher and you're living off of that. That's crazy.
And you still got to pay your student loan back.
Yeah, you got that student loan you got to pay back. Yeah.
You got a loan.
Yeah, yeah. You got a loan.
my thing, that's why they can't get no young good teachers here.
Yeah.
No, it's, they don't have nothing to attract. Anyone with any type of intelligence not going to fall for that.
Yeah.
It has to take someone with a huge heart that has actually come from their community or know about a situation like this to actually go in and help. And this is going to be almost like somebody volunteering to help.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that they're going to get what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to take someone with a huge heart to do that.
Yeah.
And they got so many broken systems here, people getting fed up and they leaving. Most people I talk to, they just want to, they want out of Alexandria.
Yep. You can't blame them. You can't blame them.
I don't blame them.
They go to a wrong parish to teach.
Yep.
They leave out of Rapids and go to a wrong parish. And a wrong parish is 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
15,000 people maybe. And they get paid better.
Now, this is what it says for the most recent data available. Puts Rapids Parish teachers pay 55th out of a 69 school district in the state. According to the 2013-14 figures from DOE, Department of Education, Rapids Parish teachers make an average of about $44,000 to $45,000, depending on extra compensation, below the state average of about $49,000. So either way it goes, they are not being paid because they said the average is $49,000, nearly $50,000 a year.
And that's probably college professors.
That could be. That's right. It could be. It could
that's
be.
That's probably college professors, and that's one thing they do.
Our principals.
That's the biggest thing I see that they do. They're going to deter you and try to hide everything they do and want to throw some other statistics in the same category realm.
Mm-hmm.
If we have an elementary problem, how is you going to combine the college area along with that? We don't have teachers.
Yeah.
No, and but they got how they dirty work. Well, they're going to take care of all, they're going to put all the professors in one category.
Mm-hmm.
This is a teaching society, and we pay them this much. No, yeah, you pay five professors a high end, but these elementary teachers around here, they don't get paid enough to take care of their family.
Yeah.
I haven't met one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met one here.
Yeah.
It is. Then you're talking about someone probably been on a job for decades.
Yeah.
And getting little penny increases.
But you know what they're doing? They're giving themselves a raise. What does the superintendent say?
Yeah. Well, another thing, too, during the time when they were trying to close down these schools, you guys, if you remember, what they did was one of the complaints from one of the school board members was that they had a lot of top-heavy money coming out of the schools, and they're not directing that money into these poorer schools. I truly believe, like you said, they're targeting our schools. I think they're targeting them, and they're starting from the younger kids. They're not messing with the high schools yet. But they're starting with the younger kids. And if you guys remember, too, during that time, he justified what he was trying to do through using the Coleman Report. You know, you're familiar with the Coleman Report, where they did this report where kids come from poor neighborhoods. They're not likely to succeed. This is what this whole thing was. If they come from poor neighborhoods, they're not likely to succeed. So we have to understand that. So, in other words,
they saying
we're doomed.
The kids are not learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just gonna socially attach them to another grade.
Well, yeah, but then you got to look at George W. Bush came out with the No Child Left Behind. That whole concept has messed up our school system. Truly have messed up our students and messed up our school system because kids are being passed along and they can't even read. They go to high school and definitely cannot read at all. They can't do math. They can't do the things that they were supposed to be taught and the basics of our education. They haven't been taught. I mean, they're not even able to comprehend it from elementary because nobody took time out. And we have that concept of no child left behind. It wasn't a good thing to decide to make that happen. And like I don't know if you guys, me and Dr. Bowles talk a lot, and she was telling me how these kids are socially promoted through the system. And it's not just only here. We're talking about particularly Alexandria, but you guys, this is all over the place. When I lived in Kansas, I had a friend who was a school teacher, and she told me the same thing, that they have to every year promote certain amount of kids, whether they're doing good or not. The numbers is what matters. And I think because we have a society where we have more politicians making decisions for our school and for our children, and that their children don't even go to our school. They're not even in our school systems. Most of their kids are in private school. And they're making these decisions. They're policymakers that are making these decisions that are affecting our children, and it's not good. You think about in Chicago, where they closed over 20-something schools in Chicago in the last, what, 2 or 3 years. 20-something schools in the state, I mean, in the city of Chicago.